It's Sports Talk with Jarrell Yao Yee, a celebration and analysis of all codes in sports from First Nations sportsmen and women.
Got it to go. Paddy Mills puts it in.
Playing well in the air. There's the only goal through Jake North.
There's Roberts. He goes himself.
James Roberts. How often do you see?
Gets it to Rioli. Rioli tips another one.
Sports from a black fella's perspective. Sports Talk.
Well, we're back with some sports talk, and round one is well underway. The Brisbane Broncos taking on the Cronulla Sharks down there at Shark Park. Dan, what a game.
It was a great game to get started, and I guess I was a little bit surprised at both sides, to be perfectly honest with you. But, you know, you've got to knock the cobwebs off somehow, and getting a win, you know, down there against the Premiers, you can't get much... can't get a much better start to the year than that. Bit of confidence for the boys, I suppose, and as I said, knocking out the cobwebs in a proper game.
Yeah, definitely. Before we get too much into depth, I think they really will struggle without Michael Ennis, the Sharks, and it showed last night. I mean, that new kid there on the block, obviously played okay, Jaden Brayley, but I don't think he is any McInnes yet. He's obviously got a long way to go, and we talk about that every year when, you know, Debbie Thompson come into the game, and I think Edric Lee wasn't as potent as he should be first game back. I mean, it's a new back line, obviously, but I think they really will struggle without Mick. What do you think, mate?
Yeah, Michael Ennis is, he's not called the menace for nothing. He knows how to get under players' skins. He pushes the limits to what you can and can't do, and the niggle. I don't think you can underestimate. You know, the type of skill set that requires to be a niggler and get away with it like he has done for years and years. But not only that, he makes 40, 50 tackles a game.
But yeah,
he's always there around the ruck, making a nuisance of himself.
Both teams coming off over there in the World Club Series losses, so they would have been a little bit rusty. But what do you think of the whole outcome of the game, mate, and how it played out?
Well, right from the get go, you could tell the Sharks were fired up. In that first tackle, even
pushing Blairy back there.
From then on, there was a bit of scrappy play, I think, from both teams. A few lost balls. Not really attacking. To the full potential, but I guess that'll come, as combinations get worked out a bit better. And as I say, those cobwebs are knocked out in week to week rugby league.
Yeah, while we break down the couple of teams, obviously the Brisbane Broncos, I thought the boys were a lot more clinical when it comes to their backline moves than someone like, the Sharks. Obviously, last night, I thought they did well. And when they went out there, they proved that their backline is still very potent.
Yeah, absolutely. And just on the Broncos, I guess it was a bit of a selection surprise for many, with Moga getting the...
Tau Moga, what a name.
He's a big unit, isn't he?
Yeah, mate, he's actually very long. It's weird to say that when he's at training, he doesn't look... He obviously looks big, and then he takes his shirt off and he's just shredded, and he's really got a long body, long reach as well. It's probably why it's hard for a lot of people to tackle him last night, but he's very, very good. Obviously, him and Anthony Milford have played a lot of footy and school footy together, so, obviously David Mead missing out was... it's obviously not good for him, but it's a long season, and boys obviously go away for Origin, and hopefully Corey Oates gets picked there again, and obviously that'll give David an opportunity to come into the side. But I thought he did his position, he's pushed for that position very well. He's hopefully we keep him there, and the depth at the Broncos is great at the moment, and when you have someone like David Mead in the waiting.
Yeah, and you look at the other centre and of course Jimmy Roberts, one of our super talented
the Jet.
Indigenous lads, and maybe other players would have given up on that that kick from Milford, but he put his foot down. Even though a couple of blockers in his way, he busted through, and he must have been going about a million miles an hour there to get that ball down.
I think that's the player Jimmy is. I think he just competes for everything. If you watch him on his own and you watch what he does on the field, Last year, I think he was roaming a lot more than what he should have. You know, he's obviously used a lot of energy for trying to get his hand on the ball. This year, I think he's done a lot better to stay out on his side and really conserve his energy and play better footy when he gets the ball and be more potent. He's obviously up against you know, a great side, a great back line in the defence of the Sharks. They haven't had too much problems out there, but as you see, you know, when someone like Jimmy Roberts wants the ball and wants to score a try, he'll get there. And just for that on the right wing as well, Jordan Kohu, great finisher. Obviously that first play that Brisbane Broncos gone into the Cronulla attack and they put him away in that first run.
Yeah, iced that try, and then of course his accuracy with the boot as well was just fantastic. Yeah, last night he kicks him dead straight.
Well, he's been practicing a lot of training, and I think that's something that Geordie wanted to get really good at. Obviously, not being able to, the opportunity of Corey, you know, him and Corey, sharing that partnership in the kicking role at the Brisbane Broncos. Knowing that he's the number one kicker there now, I think he's obviously put a lot of hard work, and let's just hope he kicks him straight like that for the rest of the year.
Well, of course, the round continues. It's underway right now. Bulldogs taking on the Storm, and a bit later tonight, Rabbitohs versus the Tigers. How do you see this game unfolding right now? The Bulldogs and the Storm.
Yeah, well, I like the Storm. Obviously, I've always liked the Storm, and I just think they're a clinical side.
They're too good, aren't they?
Yeah, they're just a clinical side. I think a bit of you know, for the Bulldogs, Desi there being re-signed for another 2 years, I'm pretty sure they're saying that he's going to. So that'll give a bit more peace at the club and being able to settle in a bit more and concentrate on his job as a coach and the players as well, knowing that he's got that role as well. So if I was going to take a side tonight in this game right now, I'd definitely take the Melbourne Storm.
Okay, well, we get to see Robbie Farah in action for the Rabbitohs against his old club, the old club captain of the Tigers, and that's going to be a little bit later tonight. But there's another pretty handy player in the hooker position on the bench. His name's Damien Cook, and he's an absolute freak himself. What do you see happening there? A bit of rotation?
Yeah, look, I don't reckon Robbie will play the full game, but if Damien Cook obviously will come on in that role, and I'd love to see, you know, someone like him get a go. And I suppose for Robbie, it's something to rejuvenate his career going to the Rabbitohs, and I think he'll be a breath of fresh air there with the playing off the back of, you know, your GIs and everything like that with quick play the balls. He'll be potent, because when you see someone like Robbie come into a New South Wales side and he damages the Queensland side from running out of dummy half, and sometimes that can be a good thing and a bad thing, and I think the West Tigers don't really need that at the moment, and that's why he's left, because you need those young playmakers to really just, you know, grow and let them do their thing. So Robbie will be a breath of fresh air at the South Rabbitohs, I reckon.
There you go. Well, you just touched on Origin there. We might have a bit of a chat about that quickly. Now, it is still early days, but do you see that the way it's going to be? Robbie Farah will be the hooker for New South Wales. So are there any sort of other contenders, or do you see any bolters for any other positions in that New South Wales side? And conversely, for Queensland, I mean, we're pretty much locked down, barring injuries. There's probably not much movement in that Queensland side.
No, I think the Queensland side will stay pretty rock solid, and as they were and as they have been in the last decade, Dan. But for the New South Wales side, and we probably say this year and every year, and it's in the newspapers, they need to stop changing their team. I reckon they've grown a great side now. They need to keep it that way, and they need to keep their general and boys that play every year, yep, consistent. They need to stay in that side. I think their backline is a really, really hard team to beat. And coming up against a side like the Queensland Maroons, you know, that's very potent out there as well. But I think someone like Mitchell Pearce will probably have to come back in the side,
yep,
to be able to settle that team down and get a bit more control. And I know this sounds crazy, but boring footy in something like State of Origin. And sometimes you
need
that.
That's how you win them.
Yeah, sometimes you need it. I mean, look at Cooper Cronk and Jonathan Thurston. I don't want to, you know, touch too much on just being biased to the Queensland side, but they're very good at controlling the game and putting it into a corner and repeating a set and repeating a set and, yep, making New South Wales
grinding,
make a, yep, big play to get out of there. And that's what big game players are about. And I think Mitchell Pearce is a big game player and needs to be put back in that side.
Well, there are, you know, there is that temptation, I suppose, from Laurie Daly to pick those guys that are knocking on the door. He did it with Jack Bird, this guy called Bryce Cartwright, who's waiting for his opportunity. But the Queenslanders have shown you will get your time. You wait in the wings. There's guys like Michael Morgan who was waiting, who's now got his chance. Ben Hunt's still yet to play.
Anthony Milford.
Footy, or Anthony Milford, and guys like you know, Edric Lee as well, who are yet to taste footy in the Origin Arena. But they're there. We're you know, they're waiting in the wings, and you don't have to rush to get these guys into those roles. They'll eventually get there.
No, you don't, and that's what the thing is about representative footy. You just wait your time, you bide your time, and you know, once the older boys start to move out of the game, that's when you move in and you try your best. And you know, sometimes you'll only get an opportunity, and when you come to that opportunity, you need to take it. So, you know, we're very excited for another great series of State of Origin.
Yeah, cannot wait. All right, next year, Benny Hunt will be off to the Dragons. Will that affect the way he plays this
year?
Well,
look, last night I thought he was, had a big hand in a lot of plays, but also, you know, he needs to just knock those errors, a couple of errors in the game, you know, he had. And look, Benny's one of my best mates, and you know, if he hears me talk about this, he'll probably give me a clip over the ears. But I'm just being honest, and he just needs to cut those things out of his games. And you know what? When Ben sort of just plays Ben's game, and worries about himself, I think he's, you know, at the moment he's, you know, having a transition. And you know, you never listen to the papers or read in about anything like that. And I don't think Ben would be doing that. But
is it hard not to?
Yeah, it is. It's very hard, especially if you're getting run down in the paper. I mean, it's hard not to listen, because you know, you've obviously got your say that you want to say, but sometimes players don't get their say. And you know, Ben's one of those people who, you know, he just likes to keep to himself. So, you know, I know for a fact that he is one of the best halves in the game easily. And when he hits his straps, I think people are going to be, you know, swallowing their words. And especially when he goes to the Dragons, I think he'll change their whole concept of how they play their game down there, and be a breath of fresh air, and be able to, you know, run the ball. And, you know, you won't know who he's partnered up with yet, so because that's next year, and
never
know.
Well, they're talking about young Jay Field.
Yeah, exactly. So
could be.
You never know, but any team that Ben Hunt gets put in, he's a freak. He's a great player, and I just want the best for him. And I know that he'll always come good. And he's just had a couple of things in the preseason, and this contract was one of them. Couldn't be happier for him to be able to, you know, set his family up for life. And because sometimes, you know, rugby league is just a small thing on a map. You know, you've got to worry about yourself and your family. And I'm so glad that Ben's, you know, it's put to rest now. He knows that he's going there, but I'm also pretty happy that Wayne's given him confidence and said that, you know, you Ben's staying here, he's not going anywhere, and he'll be the number one halfback at the club.
Yeah, well, he's not going to be a rugby league player forever, but he will be a father and a husband forever, so he's got to do the best that he can for himself. And I'm super stoked that he's got that opportunity, and of course be able to, as I say, look after his family.
Definitely,
well,
man. Definitely.
Well, the Dragons take on the Panthers, and that is the 3:30 game on Super Saturday. Look, I said it last week, and I'm probably going to, you know, I'll probably be eating my words maybe, because they'll turn it around. But I don't see the Dragons doing much in 2017, and I think the Panthers, on the other hand, are looking like a team to
yeah,
be.
I think obviously they've got they'll have to grow, St. George, but I'm pretty happy to see boys like your Russell Packer being starting in the prop position. Someone like Nene McDonald going from the Gold Coast Titans, I think he's a massive buy for them, and if he can play well for that side, I mean, he's only a winger, and you don't think a lot of wingers can, you know, do a lot for a team, but I think he'll bring something to that side that really grows them as a team. You know, you've obviously got people in that side, you know, like Joel Thompson, who's a veteran now, Tyson Frizzell, you know, who's obviously playing his best footy since he started the game. So look, it's exciting to see the Dragons grow, but I just think Penrith Panthers will be just too good for them on Saturday, with, you know, your Matt Moylans at the back and someone like Tyron Peachy, who's an absolute freak as well, and it's good to see that Jimmy Taumau will get his run on jersey in his first colours in Penrith Panthers.
Yep, I'm with you. The Panthers will get up there on Saturday night, 6 p.m. tomorrow. That's the Cowboys
versus the Raiders.
Taking on the Raiders. This could be
anything.
This could be a grand final preview. You know, I'm hoping the Broncos are going to be there, but if they're not, I'm thinking it's Canberra.
This will be close to it. And look, when you talk about the Cowboys, Far out. They. What about their side? They're amazing.
Yeah, they've got just freaks all over the park and even off the park. There's guys that can't get a run, like Jabed Bowen, you know, Gideon Gillamosby, and that freak of a kid, Kalen Ponga, who are just dying to get some rugby league footy. But their side, even with a potential injury there to Antonio Winterstein.
Yeah. I think the Knights will be licking their lips for next year with him going there. That kid, I think he's going to be a great asset to their whole organisation, not just as a rugby league side, but as a brand. I think he'll help them grow as a club. So that's probably what they need down there. But talk about this game. It's going to be a tight one. I reckon there's only going to be four points in it, but I'm going to take the Canberras.
Yeah,
Canberra
I've got Canberra here too. Yeah. All right, moving on. And the final game for Super Saturday is our little mates down the road, the Titans.
How good is Super Saturday, just by the way?
I just love it.
Super Saturday, the Titans taking on the Roosters.
It's fantastic. All right, the Roosters, well, they'll be much improved from last year. Return of course, Mitchell Pearce. They've got a couple of guys who've got some great experience last year. And like Connor Watson, who's another very talented young Indigenous fella. And, you know, they'll be better for the, you know, the troubles that they had last year.
Yeah, definitely. I think the Titans will be a team to beat this year. They've bought very well with Jared Hayne at the back. How can you not have a great team when you talk about the Gold Coast Titans? Ashley Taylor in the halves, partnering up with Kane LG. I think those two young lads will have an absolute ball this year. And if Ash plays this type of footy he played last year, and following the footsteps of the one and only JT, which he would like to, I think it'll be a great side. Jared Wallace up front, butting heads with Jared Wahira Hargraves, which will be a great matchup.
Yeah.
So it's going
to
be a great game.
What's he like to tackle? Do you ever have to tackle Wahira Hargraves?
Yeah, I have actually, and it's like tackling a brick wall. Yeah, so
I was going to say, you're like taking down a bull.
Yeah, definitely. So it's going to be a great game, and I think the Sydney Roosters will really put the Gold Coast Titans to their paces, especially having a new year, new start, having their halves back in a new half as well, and Luke Keary and Mitchell Pearce. So I think that's going to be a great game. What do you think, Dan? Who are you going to take?
I think the Titans will get the job done. I think the Roosters still probably have a couple of teething problems to work out. You know, as you say, the new halves there, it'll take a little while to get the combinations right. I think the Titans, they finished so strongly last season, and the addition of guys like Kevin Proctor from out of the Melbourne system, you know, they're lovely too good. I think the Titans tomorrow night.
I'm going to take the Titans as well with you, brother.
All right. Well, speaking of the new halves, he's not there yet, but Kieran Foran will be jumping into the Warriors squad, I think around round three. But in the meantime, Sean Johnson there with another young fella. I can't quite get his name.
Albert Vette in the prop as well, but it's Ato Hingano.
Ato Hingano, there you go. So he'll be with Sean Johnson. You'll think that Johnson will have a pretty cracking game, but at the back, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, who was named captain.
Yeah, I'm excited for that, and I reckon he will grow as a player. He's a cool, calm, and collected kind of guy, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, and I think if anyone's got to stand up for them this year, it's the captain, and only being young, I've got all faith in Steve Kearney to have put him there and to be able to play his best footy against the Newcastle Knights in round one. I think they're just going to be too good for him.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. Newcastle, they've got... It's hard to see them, you know. I think they won one game last year.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to see them not doing the same.
Well, I don't know if you seen the interview last night, but Sammy gave him a little bit of pissing. he's asked Corbin Sins how's it feel like to have his first win in 12 months, and Corbin politely, you know, come back and said it's great, you know. And, you know, look, we've always said this, Newcastle has been in a regrowing phase down there. And look, I think their pedigree as a club and as a community, I think they're just going to grow again. I mean, sometimes clubs go through this, and that's where Newcastle is at the moment. But like we talked about before, they're licking their lips with Kalen Ponga going in there, a possibility of Matt Scott going down there, which will be great for their forwards to be able to, you know, he'll probably finish down there. But look, Jamie Bure, who's not a player who's not shy away from tough footy. He's a really good footy player who I thought they've bought pretty well, and someone that can lead by example. So I hope, you know, Jimmy down there can and do the job for him, but I am going to take the Warriors.
Yeah, I'll take the Warriors too, but I'm excited to see Nathan Brown give a couple of young boys some chances in the forwards.
Yep.
So there's a guy called Yates down there who watched in under-20s, who's looking the goods, and another fella called Sam Stone, who's who's a big unit, and I reckon they'll be better for the runs they get.
Well, they will. They will. And leading into Sunday's game, last game, 3 p.m., the Seagulls take on the Eels. I'm absolutely excited about this one. I think it's going to be a cracker game. I reckon Manly will come out firing this year.
You reckon?
Yep, I reckon they will. I reckon they're a dark horse. I've had a look at their side in the last week or so, and I really wish I could redo my top eight, because I think that they're a side to be recognised. I think Aquiliuate going there and starting off fresh might be a good sign for him. Tom Trbojevic being at the back, I think he's a kid that's going to be we're going to see in the number one jersey for a long time, and especially to play for New South Wales. So
keep
an eye out for him and his brother Jake, who's playing in the lock position. I think it's exciting to see someone like Jake Trbojevic get a start over Nate Miles, who is a veteran in the game. But I think Nate will bring that a lot of punch off the bench. He's a veteran. He knows what he's doing. He's played a lot of State of Origin, so that's exciting to see them boys. But coming up against players like your Tim Manager, Kayser Pritchard, your Corey Normans and Clint Gutherson in the halves, I think they're going to be a good one too. And the Black Mamba, one of my good mates, Joshie Hoffman, on the wing.
So who are you tipping?
Yeah, I don't know. I might leave that one to you first.
I've got to go with the Eels. The Seagulls, just too many changes. They've lost, their long-time centres in Jamie Lyon, Steve Maddie retiring. So, there's a lot of experience out of their back line.
Yep.
And Brett Stewart as well. So, yeah, look, I'll go with the Eels here, but I think it'll be close.
I think I'm really excited to see Aquiliuate up against Semi Radradra.
That'll be a good one.
What about that? The two big wingers just going at it. I reckon I'm going to go Manly. I'm going to take an upset early in the mix, and I'm going to say that Parramatta aren't going to be ready round one. I personally, Clinton Gutherson for me is not a half. I think Corey Norman will have to do a lot of work, and I just reckon if they can shut down that 5/8 position for the Parramatta Eels, I reckon they'll come away with the win, and that's just purely where I see it. I don't have a problem with the rest of their back line, but I think Blake Green's I got a lot of experience in Daly Cherry Evans in the halves. I just reckon they'll just come away with the win there.
I'm sure we'll see a lot of bombs going to the wing of Kuliuate.
Oh, definitely. And look, I reckon he'll be up for the occasion. I'm tipping that Daly would have put him through his paces over the preseason, and so will Blake Green. So I'm taking the Seagulls, you're taking the Eels. It's a big weekend of sports. And
no Monday night footy.
No Monday night footy.
What do you think of it?
I'm happy with it.
I'm good.
I'm happy with it, because you know what? It's a school night, Dan. Yeah. I don't want to be up, getting up on a Tuesday, being filthy, going to train and seeing the boys.
I like the false start to the weekend on a Thursday. It's your sort of mini weekend.
It's basically a long weekend when you have a Thursday night game, you've got a Monday night game. You only got to wait 2 nights till another game comes on. Actually, for the players, I'm happy that it's not happening, because it's hard to turn around if you've got a short turnaround. So for the players' reasons, I'm pretty happy to see that. For the fans, sorry out there, but we have to miss the Monday night footy this year.
I think the fans are loving Thursday night footy.
Yeah, Thursday night footy's not bad. I know the Broncos aren't too happy with a couple of Thursday night games, but hey, we'll get over it, because everyone will talk about the Broncos get Friday night games, but that's what happens when you're
on top.
That's what happens when you're the best club in the league.
There you go. You can tell us what you think about Thursday night footy, or no Monday night footy, or anything for that matter. You can send us an email, or of course jump on the Facebook page as
definitely,
well.
Definitely, because we want to hear everything from you guys as well. So make sure you do all that, what Dan said. And Dan, that's Sports Talk for another week. Thanks for joining us, mate. And everyone, you make sure you drive home and enjoy the rugby league for the weekend.
Bye.
Sports Talk with Jarrell Yao Yee, a celebration and analysis of all codes in sports from First Nations sportsmen and women.
Paddy Mills puts it in.
Playing well in the air. There's the only goal through Jake North.
There's Roberts. He goes himself.
James Roberts. How often do you see? Gets it to Rioli. Rioli tips another one.
Sports from a blackfella's perspective. Sports Talk.